What's the other one? I can't think. But anyway, the South Meath Twin Towns, I suppose. Yeah, in the Library of Bannerové tomorrow night, we're launching On the Way Out. It's my debut novel. I have published previously a collection of short stories, but this is my debut novel. And actually, you'll be glad to hear it's about small town life in many ways. And it features a community radio station, in fact. So community radio Rathfinn is there. So, any similarities between community radio Rathfinn and CCR 94.6 FM are wholly intentional. I mean, sorry, accidental.
purely coincidental. No one can file defamation.
Yeah.
But as you said there, it's your debut novel. But of course, you've written a series of short stories before. And of course, people who would know your career as a journalist for years. But you also recently completed a master's in creative writing.
Yes. After publishing my collection of short stories, which was my first real foray into... Well, I had done some radio essays and stuff for RTE, but probably my first real foray into sustained creative fiction, I decided to apply for the Master's in Creative Writing at University of Limerick, and I was accepted onto that. And the main reason, actually, I went onto that course was to learn how to write a novel, would you believe? I would always have some confidence in my ability to write 2,000 words, 3,000 words, but how do you sustain a novel? How do you build tension? How do you structure it in such a way that the reader keeps going? And that was my main goal. So I'm very happy to come out at the end of the master's, which I've just finished, with a novel, which has also won an award, which I'm very excited about as well. It won the Gerald Griffin competition for first adult fiction. So that was a competition run by the wonderful Limerick Writers' Centre, where they invited submissions early this year. You submitted 2,500 words of your novel, and then you got shortlisted onto a group of 10, and that group got mentored throughout the year then. And then you had to submit 10,000 words, and then you had to submit your finished novel, which had to be over 30,000 words. So mine would be classified as a short novel. Though I have to say, I'm not a huge fan of long novels, so I'm quite happy with the short one. What did Mark Twain say? I wrote you a long letter because I hadn't time to write you a short one. So all of that would have come together for me this year. So I'm very happy about all of that. And, you know, a lot of people have helped me along the way. The Masters was outstanding. We had tutors and mentors like Joe O'Connor, Donal Ryan, Owen Devereaux, Emily Cullen, Sarah Moore Fitzgerald, Fee Scarlett, and many guest lecturers, including Cullum Thobeen, for example. Yeah, it was a fantastic 2-year part-time master's that I really miss the fact that I finished it nearly. I'd nearly go back and do it again if they'd have me.
But it obviously helped you greatly in winning this award as well to help with the book. But you answered a question I was going to ask there kind of shortly, but just to come back to it, the transition from writing from a journalist perspective into writing as a novelist, how, you know, you touched on the difference in the word count, but what other challenges were there from transitioning from writing journalist pieces to writing the novel?
A number of challenges, some of which were quite unexpected. But first of all, obviously, as a journalist, you're conditioned to write under 2,000 words, frequently a lot less than that. You're also guided by the whole inverted pyramid style of who, where, why, what, when, how, and now. So you basically put the news in early. And even when writing a feature or something more creative, you're constantly eyeing up the news and where's the news angle. And that's probably more and more the case nowadays, where people don't read further into a piece. If they're bored, they'll move on. Their attention spans appear to have been severely curtailed. So that was one thing, was that just writing longer, having a plan for something that will go further. The other thing that actually manifested itself for me hugely was I was very conditioned to edit. So if I wrote 2,000 words, I wanted to go back and polish it. But the problem with that is you keep going two steps forwards and two steps back. And one of the things actually Joe O'Connor, to do a shameless name drop, would have said to me during one of our sessions was, one of mentoring sessions, was, and he's a journalist as well, he worked at the Sunday Tribune many years ago, is to keep writing, just keep writing, even though you know you've left some faulty behind you or something you're not happy with behind you. And maybe just make a note saying, I need to go back and correct that. Or now that I've written this, something I wrote earlier needs to be relayed, if you know what I mean. But to keep writing, keep going until you get to the end. And that was great advice for me, because I had the tendency as a journalist to edit. You're constantly thinking about this is going to go to print tomorrow or later today or something like that. So that was one. The other one, I suppose, is the whole thing of what I kind of call showing enough to keep people interested, but not so much you give the game away. So it kind of just gives a little bit of a yin and yang or something like that, where you bring people along the way a little bit, and then you say, okay, now that's enough for you now. We'll divert you off a little bit again, and we can leave you in suspense there for a while. So they were the main things. Journalistically, you wouldn't be doing much of that. You'd be having a chat with your editor very soon if you're trying these little don't tell the reader everything all in one go type maneuver. That would be frowned upon generally, you know.
And to come back to showing and not without giving away the whole plot of the book, you mentioned there that it revolves around a small town. But obviously, as we both know, people from towns like Ballinrobe and Claremorris, there's always stories in small towns. So what is the story in On the Way Out?
So On the Way Out features a number of characters. Louise runs a stationery shop called Inkspire Stationery. She's at a bit of a crossroads. The shop isn't going that well. She's at an age where she feels like she wants to have another cut at it. She's in her late 50s. She hasn't given up. She wants to have another go. She's quite driven, but she's a bit kind of confused by what she might do with the shop. That's the first thing. She's a divorcee and happy to be a divorcee. That's not a tragic event in her life. In fact, she would probably say she left it too long to become a divorcee. Divorcee sounds very formal, doesn't it? Very old-fashioned or something like that. So whatever the right word is. So she's there. Then there's Matt, whose wife has passed away, his wife he was devoted to, and he's trying to get going in life again. He's pushing himself out there. So, for example, he presents on community radio Rathfinn, which is a really big leap for him, because he's not naturally outgoing and extroverted, and he's finding that very enjoyable. But he's trying to forge a life post his marriage to Annie. And then we have the town as well. And also then there's the HSE have announced a new club called the 60 Soon 60 Something Club to try and kickstart you at a certain age. So both of them end up, one by default, attending that club. And then we have the whole issue about the community centre in the town, which has always been on Gahan's Lane, where Louise's shop is. Now there's talk it might get moved perhaps somewhere else in a rebuild. So now we've got the town. Some people in the town may be up in arms. I don't want to give too much away, but the whole dynamic of the town and the future of the town and all of that is important. And I suppose that's one thing I would be very keen on, that, you know, sometimes towns are backdrops to stories. Whereas in my case, I think Rathfinn is a character. Gahan's Lane, which is the lane where Louise's shop is a character. And I would hope people have some concern for the future of Rathfinn and Gahan's Lane when they finish the book. Where might it go next? And that would reflect a lot of my interest. I'm heavily involved in community activities in Ballinrobe. And like all small towns, Ballinrobe has challenges too. So some of that is reflected there. In fact, in Ballinrobe, we're in the middle of a campaign to revive our town hall. We've bought the Valkenburg Hotel complex in the middle of the town. And we're hoping to, we have a very strong proposal with the Department of Rural Community Development on Gaeltacht to turn that into a town hall. There's a lot of local enthusiasm for that. So, you know, there are stories in small towns, and you're influenced by your own town, you're influenced by towns you know, but it's still a work of fiction, actually. It's still a work of fiction.
Absolutely. What you have done there, Liam, is you have gripped me. Thank you for giving us the book, and I am probably going to be the first one in the office now to have a read through that, because I'm gripped there from the summary. Of course, the launch event is tomorrow night in Ballinrobe. More time for the folks.
The library at 7:30 tomorrow night. And in fact, when we have a town hall, the likes of that will be in our town hall, actually. Notwithstanding the fact that Mayo County Library, Austin Vaughan, Mary Farraher, Charlie Leader have been outstanding, and they always are outstanding for local events. We'll have a big crowd coming tomorrow night, I think. And we're having an after-launch party in O'Malley's Bar in Ballinrobe. And in fact, actually, if we're talking about local towns being characters, etc., in Ballinrobe this week, two pubs and restaurants reopened, actually, which
lovely.
Is bucking the trend. O'Malley's Bar has reopened after 10 years, and Carney's Bar has reopened after maybe a year or so. So there's light at the end of the tunnel for Towns as well, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Liam Horan, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, and congratulations on the launch of On the Way Out, and best of luck tomorrow night in Ballinrobe.
Yes, and can I just say it's available, it will be available in an hour's time in Daly's News Agency here in Claremorris, in Martin Murphy's Ballinrobe, Castle Bookstore, Castle Bar, and also online on my website, liamhoran.info.
Lovely stuff. Have a great day, Liam.
Thanks, Niall.